Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Last Friday's IT meltdown around the world was a classic example of how digital preparedness failed on a global scale. A relatively small software update from a little-known company called CrowdStrike crippled the aviation sector and prevented millions of people from being able to do their jobs. Digital resilience is at the heart of the new Digital Operational Resilience Act from the EU, known as DORA, which comes into effect in exactly 6 months. The fines could be mouth-watering, for companies if they are not ready. Most companies probably are not. But how do they get ready? Paul Delahunty is the Chief Information Security Officer with the Irish consultants Strive. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joe. How are you keeping?
Remind us what DORA does.
So what DORA does, as you said, it does exactly what it says in the tin. It's the Digital Operation Resilience Act. So first of all, the digital part is dealing about the IT world, the information and communication technology, so ICT. So anything related to connectivity, your digital footprint, anything like that, that's what's related to. And then it's the operational resilience. So in the face of something going terribly wrong or a big hack or something like that, how do we make sure everything doesn't fall over and that operationally we can carry on and not just, you know, business ending kind of activity.
And they set out kind of rules of the road for companies, large and small, to adhere to. And it applies a lot in the financial services sector.
Yes. So DORA is towards the financial services sector. So any kind of company who's involved in anything with the financial services, it could be brokers, banks, anything like that. And it also actually applies to the critical ICT providers to those companies as well, which is important. That's the bit that a lot of people tend to forget. Mm-hmm. So within DORA, there are what's known as the five pillars. And these are the core concepts within DORA. So it talks about the ICT risk management. Mm-hmm. So how do you manage the risk associated with the information communication
whose desk gets landed with this?
Well, the other thing that DORA does is it's very, very clear this stops at the top. Mm. So the board, the senior management level, they are responsible and they actually have to have the skills and knowledge and know-how to make sure that their organizations have the correct procedures and risk management and everything that they need to comply with DORA in place.
So they can't just blame a junior IT wonk and get her fired or whatever it is.
Oh, no. Yeah. The exact opposite. The junior guy can actually blame the directors.
Point upwards.
Yeah.
Right. And the other key bits?
The other key bits then is about ICT-related incident management and classifying and reporting. So it's all about how do you manage incidents with your ICT. And then very, very crucially, there's one of the pillars is about testing. So you can have great plans and, we've a wonderful incident management plan here and disaster recovery plan, but we've never tested it. So it's useless.
Yeah.
Nobody knows, does it actually really work? And then you're talking about managing your ICT third-party risks. So these are your suppliers into your information communication technology landscape within your organization, the third parties. You need to actively
make sure.
So
the company that you've outsourced it to is also on the hook.
Yes. And you have the responsibility to make sure that there are any risks that are associated with that are addressed.
And who's going to police this?
Well, they have what's called supervisory authorities. So you have a European supervisory authority made up of three of the main authorities within Europe. But then the central bank within Ireland is going to be our Irish supervisory authority.
Because this focuses on financial services.
Correct.
The fines could be huge if it is shown that you're negligent or don't really give it enough attention.
Yeah, much like the GDPR, which we're all very familiar with at this stage. So the fines potentially could be up to 2% of your annual turnover.
Mm-hmm.
But
no one ever gets fined that.
Well, the fines for DORA are in that kind of a region, but nobody's ever got fined that either. That would absolutely have to be gross negligence. Mm. But interestingly with DORA, individuals can be fined up to €1 million, which is interesting.
Individual directors?
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, you'd have to have gross negligence. There's also fines specifically for the critical ICT providers. They could face fines of up to 5 million euro or potentially 500,000 for an individual within that.
What about CrowdStrike and what happened on Friday? Could the European Union and a regulator, because obviously these software giants are global, could they now face the wrath of the regulator?
Potentially they could. And I have heard already that the American regulators are already starting to look at this.
They won't sit on their hands.
Well, they won't, because even, you know, in places like Alaska and that, people couldn't call 911. Now, okay, if you miss your flight, that's inconvenient. If you are suffering a heart attack and can't call an ambulance, that's life-threatening. That's a whole different degree of irresponsibility.
And did things kind of go back to pen and paper on Friday?
It seems to have, In a lot of cases, I've seen pictures of airline tickets being written out in pen and paper. And, you know, it goes back to the basics. And you know what? If that's your mitigation plan and you can remain operationally resilient by doing that, that's fine. But as long as the show stays on the road, that's the main thing.
And why was it that Mac users and Linux users were smiling gleefully when this all happened? How come it didn't happen for them?
Well, the particular update that CrowdStrike rolled out affected Windows 10.
Right.
So it was specifically for that. So, you know, you'll have different updates for different type of operation systems.
But Apple always has this walled garden system where nobody gets in and kind of very little gets out. Is that what also protected the Mac environment?
No, I don't think so, particularly in this case, because the particular update was the problem that it has. Maybe there was a testing problem or something. It just seemed to affect the Windows 10 more so than it was Apple doing anything extraordinary. I think it's on the CrowdStrike side.
Now, the ECB, the European Central Bank, thinks that a major IT attack could even cause another banking crisis. How?
Yeah, Christine Lagarde mentioned this, that actually a major cyber attack across the European Union could cause a liquidity crisis. And we see it takes very, very little. We see in the current geopolitical atmosphere, it takes very little to cause ripples that have societal effects and have huge effects on the politics, on social discourse, on everything. So, you know, if you can imagine bringing down the financial institutions of the European Union, or, you know, making it so that nobody gets paid for 2 or 3 weeks across the European Union.
There'd be ructions.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
So what should companies do to protect themselves, given the fact we're 6 months out from DORA going live? What do companies do?
Well, the first thing, you need to know what you're trying to protect, and you need to know what are your critical and really important functions. So that's the first thing, know what you have. And then build out your information communication technology, your ICT risk management framework. And all that means is your policies, your procedures, your tools, all those things to manage your ICT risk. And even within DORA, it actually gives, you know, an example of that is NIST. And it actually specifies that as an example. It doesn't say you have
List.
To. NIST. NIST.
Okay.
It's an American framework, but it's used across the world. CIS is another one. ISO 27001 is people have probably
Alphabet
heard
soup.
Of. Alphabet soup. Loads of acronyms. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. And then do your risk analysis, do your gap analysis, and work towards those gaps that you've identified. It's all about managing risk. And it's all about managing any reasonably identifiable circumstances where there would be risk. So it's reasonable.
And your company, Strive, can do all that. Tell us, it's an Irish consultancy, and you compete with the likes of giants like Amazon Web Services. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And we're not in the news for any outages.
Yes, no, you're not.
We're not yet. No, touch wood. We're an Irish company, but we have offices in Poland, in the UK, in Morocco, America, South Africa, India as well. We the core of what we do is around private cloud, and we also have MSPs as well, managed service providers, and we do a lot of consultancy on cybersecurity as well.
Well, keep an eye out for them, folks. Strive, STRYVE. That's Paul Delahunty, the cybersecurity expert with Strive.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.